15. A sword arced from the auditorium, spinning end over end. Detlef stuck out his hand and snatched the hilt from the air, getting a good grip.
"Use it well, play actor!" shouted Baron Johann.
Detlef lashed out and struck Oswald's blade away from Genevieve's heart. Genevieve stepped away. The Grand Prince turned, spat a tooth at him, and assumed the duelling stance.
Ha!
His sword swiped, slashed Detlef across the chest, and returned to its place. Oswald smiled nastily through the blood. Having demonstrated his skill, he would now take Detlef apart piece by piece for his own amusement. He had lost an empire, but he could still kill the fool dressed as his younger self. Detlef hacked, but Oswald parried. Oswald struck out, but Detlef backed away. Then they fell at each other with deadly seriousness. Detlef fought the weariness in his bones and summoned extra reserves of strength. Oswald wielded his sword with desperation, knowing his life depended upon this victory. But also, he had had a courtly education, the private tuition of Valancourt of Noon, the best blades. All Detlef knew was how to make a mock battle look good for an audience. Oswald danced around him, slicing his clothes, scratching his face. Tiring of the game, the Grand Prince came to kill him and found Detlef's sword point lodged between his ribs. Detlef thrust forward, and Oswald lurched off his feet, sliding the full length of the sword until the hilt rested against his chest. The Grand Prince spat blood and died.